Aircheckdownloads.com.
1FM News, next one at 5 o'clock.
Wake up. You know you gotta, you don't wanna, but you gotta, cause it's time to wake up. Take a look at the clock. Shake the sleep from your head. Get yourself out of bed, cause Gary is here to put your system in shock. Wake up! Gary King, Radio 1FM.
Good morning.
Just what is it that you want to do?
My last show, if that's okay.
1FM in the 90s. The non-stop radio station. 1FM, 24 hours a day.
Well, what can I say? Thank you so much, Bob, for the last 45 minutes. The last year. Those lovely words you just said. Oh, my goodness. Anyone that does radio who you know will tell you the same thing. The first show is as hard to do as the last one, which is as hard to do as the first one. You heard Kylie Minogue, Give Me Just a Little More Time. Let's go round again, appropriately enough, part one from the Average White Band.
Radio 1 weather.
Boy, have I got the jitters this morning. It's Friday, March the 6th, 1992, just sneaking up to 10 minutes after 4. Scotland and Northern Ireland becoming wet and windy today. Further south, many areas starting bright, but it's expected to become rather cloudy from the west. Northern England and northwest gales will become windy and may have some rain later. Tonight, wet and windy weather over Scotland and Northern Ireland. That's expected to spread to much of Wales and northern and western England. The southern half of England should stay mostly dry. Temperatures will be somewhere between 9 and 12. And over the next few days, mild and unsettled. The northwest will have wet and windy weather at times, but rain in the south is expected to be patchy. Show this morning, we've been remembering some of the things that have been happening in the last 18 months. I've been doing the show regularly, and some of those rather rash promises I've been making never to fulfill. I remember August 1991, he had a song out, and I can't even remember what it was called. That's how important it was in my life. And I said, if that one isn't number one, I'll do the show naked as a jaybird one day. Well, I have actually fulfilled that promise now. It's all going to come off during the course of the show. Also coming up, the other features of the program, if you like, quite apart from my bare chest. Bobby Thurston, he's sneaking in now. Jackson 5, Go West, Huey Lewis and the News, The Rolling Stones, more from Kylie Minogue, more from Simply Red, all from the Private Collection. From the Private Collection, Bobby Thurston, 1980, and check out the groove. 17 after 4. I usually play that one on a Saturday night when I want to partay. Can't play a song like that and pronounce party properly. It's just not allowed. So everyone's talking in America at the moment about David Byrne's new CD. It's called Uh-Huh. And it seems that recently, because he's changed his musical direction, he's allowed the likes of R.E.M. and the B-52s to come and muscle in on his territory. Happy to say he's back on his own ground now. Here's a track from that CD called Hanging Upside Down. At 4:18, Radio 1FM.
A window shopping.
Has to be said that old David Byrne has been experimenting maybe a little too much with the old world music. I think somebody may have muscled up to him and said, "Hey, Dave, give us a tune, would you, love?" And there it is, Hanging Upside Down from the CD, new out in America. And here, it's called Hanging Upside Down from David Byrne. It's 22 after 4. When I last saw Lynn Parsons, she gave me a piece of tape to play. She said I wasn't to listen to it until the very last show. And then I was to play it just to see what was on it. So let's listen to it together.
Wave your fingers, wave your toes, it's Gary King's last early show. One last time, please lend your ears as you wipe away the tears, cause Gary is here to send your system into shock. Ow! Who kicked the cat?
Gary King, Radio 1FM.
What do you expect this time in the morning? Have a good show, mate.
I think we can say, don't give up your nighttime job, Lynn.
Very simple and quite short.
Gary King on 1FM.
22 years and approximately 4 noses ago, Michael Jackson with the Jackson 5 and the Love You Say at 4:25. I'm the the world's worst at goodbyes. I get all choked up and horrible. So I don't think we'll be doing too many of those today. We'll be just doing the show the way you love it. Human sewage is to be turned into fuel by a farm in Barry, South Wales. Bosses there say that 80% of it is as good as coal to burn. A success story. You can smell it a mile off. Top Fummies on the way coming up this morning. Also, travel news and weather information and Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet. This is Lost in Your Love. Spandau Ballet was one of those bands in the 80s that single-handedly propped up the hair gel industry in this country. I just looked at the cover photo and he's still at it. Lost in Your Love. Tony Hadley on 1FM at 4:29. In entertainment news this morning, screen star Tom Hanks had a big problem when tourists photographed him on a nudist beach. German holidaymakers spotted him and his wife sunbathing in the buff in the Caribbean and could only remember one of his films called Big. Hank says, they were all clicking away at my naked body saying, "Big, big, yeah?" There is, of course, the chance they do remember his film Big. They may have just been passing on his comment. I'm completely used to the following scenario. Going out to people and saying, "Have you heard this new song yet?" And they say, "Yeah, yeah, they like it, really." Then 2 months later, because it's in the top 10, they say, "Oh, I always liked that one, always liked it." That was the case just before Christmas when we started playing that one on the early show. I love your smile, Shanice Wilson, at 27 to 5. Good one here this morning. Might take some calls from you on. Takashi Nakayama, made-up Japanese person, thought it was no joke when his family threw out his treasured collection of 500 comics. He sued his mother, he sued his aunt and his uncle, and was awarded 800 quid by a Japanese court. He's 25, and he was left the beloved books with his grandmother, right? And when she died, they just chucked them out, just like that. And I was having a chat with an old friend the other day, and we were talking about our favourite old comics, and the subject of Whizzer and Chips came up, and a comic called Valiant. Do you remember a comic called Valiant and a character in it called Captain Hurricane? I don't know if you remember any of these things. Am I just completely wittering away? What was your favourite comic? Let's cut it off at about 10 years ago, because that's probably when I stopped reading them. All right then, 10 weeks ago. But if you have a favourite character and a favourite comic you want to remind us about, you know the number, 071-637-4343. We'll take your calls for about 5 or 10 minutes. And we're remembering things like Billy Whiz. Do you remember him? And Minnie the Minx. I got a copy of the Beano recently, and they're all still in it, I have to tell you. I don't know what else to do. Go West, it's 1985, and Call Me at 22 to 5. I was just remembering what Captain Hurricane used to do. I don't know if you remember. It was in a comic called Valiant, right? He would get in trouble. It was a wartime strip. And he would get into a hopeless situation. And then somebody would insult a member of his family and he'd fly into a thing called a raging fury and then duff up the Germans. And he'd kick them clean into the air. An extraordinarily violent comic strip. And I loved it. On a similar subject, Noddy and his Toyland chums have been saved for the nation by the BBC. The Enid Blyton characters, along with PC Plod and others, were rejected as outdated when Robert Maxwell's paperback publisher, MacDonald, sold its titles to a US company after his death. The BBC fought off a bid from Penguin to secure the book, TV and merchandising rights for the undisclosed sum. A spokesman said, people said he was racist and sexist. He's been updated. The new Noddy uses lead-free petrol, which is a good thing because we do so many brilliant things at the Beeb. You always need big ears. Never mind. Scotland and Northern Ireland becoming wet and windy. Further south, many places starting bright, but is expected to become rather cloudy from the west. Northern England and northwest Wales becoming windy, may also have some rain later. Your low temperature is 9, your high one is around 12 or 13. And over the weekend, mild and unsettled. The northwest will have wet and windy weather at times, but rain in the south is expected to be patchy. Okay, I'll make it 21 to 5 now.
Gary King is a marvellous music presenter. There, I've said it. Now put the money on the side and clear off.
That's the voice of Julie Derone, and I'm going to put together a special little montage of those later for you.
These are the contours of my head.
Annie Lennox.
These are the years
That's why.
Why?
Why?
I represent.
I don't think she needs the money. It's a good song, though. I think we're coming away with the overriding impression that comics were quite a bit crueler then than they are now. I just remember Desperate Dan's favourite food. Remember that? Cow pie with the horns coming out either side of the crust there. 16 to 5 now. Channel Tunnel worker Patrick Neary, are you listening? If you are, you've very probably got your leg wadged up against the radio. Patrick's being sought because his ear was bitten off in a fight. Now, what happened was the detached organ was sewn back on as a temporary measure to the back of his right leg. Surgeons now believe it's ready to be placed into its original position on the side of his bonce. Mr. Neary obviously hasn't heard, and anybody who knows him will be doing him a considerable favour by shouting the news that his operation is ready up his right trouser leg. That's in one of the papers this morning. Rob, Chris and Mike from Yeovil, Somerset would like to say hello to their women. Lads, women are sentient beings. They cannot be owned or possessed, but hello to them anyway. That's Mary, Michelle and Anna. Their favourite comics are Buster, Crazy and Beano. Remember Beano quite well. Buster was that lad who used to wear a flat cap, not unlike Andy Capps, as I remember. Don't remember Crazy at all, sadly. Valerie from Stoke-on-Trent had the bunty delivered until she was 21 and apparently was Bruno Brooks' headmistress. Some fine listening next week for you, Valerie. Stuart Hancock's from the Roeburgh service station. His favourite character was Lord Snooty, but we can't remember what comic it was from. Can you help? You know the number. Dave's driving home to Bedford in Middlesex. Remembers the Bash Street Kids. As I say, I got a sort of a celebration copy of the Beano recently, and they're still in it, still being very much the way they ever were. And Bob calling from East Kilbride reads the Beezer. We think he probably still does. We're not being judgmental at all because we regularly take Core and Whizzer and Chips. 7 to 5 now. Only one lane's open each way on the Leicestershire section of the M1 just south of Junction 19, the M6 interchange, and reduced to just one lane westbound at the A40 Hanger Lane underpass is closed eastbound until 6 o'clock.
In the year of our Lord, 992...
Have a little guess as to where the KLF hail from. Should we all agree they're probably from Barking? I think there's a fair chance of that. America, what time is love? 3.5 minutes to 5. Do you remember up until about October 1991, we used to do a feature on the show which celebrated those really excellent sounding records that never quite made it. Do you remember what the feature was called? Do you remember what the jingle sounded like? If you don't, and you're hearing it for the first time, it was like this.
Gary King's floppy disk.
We have two floppy disks on the last show this morning. The first one is from 1986, The Fix, Secret Separation. Always more successful in America than here, The Fix from 86 and Secret Separation. 1FM, it's just gone 5. Here with headline news is Rob McKenzie.
Thanks a lot. Good morning, Gary. 25,000 jobs are to go at British Telecom in the next 12 months. Destroy data stored on a hard disk if the computer is switched on. That's 1FM. Headline news so far at 1 after 5.
What we've got here is...
Gary King on 1FM.
One of the nicest things that's happened over the last 18 months that I've been here is Kylie has graduated from the curly-haired Moppet next door into a pretty hard disco singer. I've liked virtually everything she's done recently, Better the Devil You Know, from 1990.
Radio 1 weather!
Oh, bless her. 7 minutes after 5, then it's Friday morning, March 6, 1992. 5 minutes after 5, I would say. Today, Scotland, Northern Ireland becoming wet and windy. Further south, many places starting bright, but it's expected to become rather cloudy from the west. Northern England and northwest Wales becoming windy, may have some rain later. And tonight, wet and windy weather spreading over Scotland and Northern Ireland. It's expected to spread to much of Wales and Northern Ireland and western England too. The southeastern half of England should stay mostly dry. Your temperature range will be somewhere between 9 as the low and 12 or 13 as the high. The latest satellites got most of the UK fairly clear, but cloud is thickening over Ireland as the Atlantic weather system rushes eastwards in an unsuitably sort of brisk manner. Over the next few days, it's mild and unsettled. The northwest will have wet and windy weather at times, but rain in the south is expected to be patchy. Just to clear something up from earlier, we reckon it was Beano that had Lord Snooty. That's the running so far. I used to get the Beano. I remember the character, but I don't think it was in there. But obviously, you're wiser than me on this one, as you probably still get it once a week. Here's a story that Rod left behind for me this morning for the very last time. A poll taxpayer posted a cheque for £13.58 to Swansea Council Treasurer John Butler, written on an old sock. The council's co-op bankers say they will accept the cheque written on anything. It is actually quite good that he did pay up. Can you imagine a bailiff coming round to repossess your sock? Well, sadly, with only 27 minutes left, that's where we have to leave that song. 8.5 minutes, can you believe it? I think when Bohemian Rhapsody first broke the 3-minute rule, everyone thought, well, they'll never go longer than 6.5 minutes. Guns N' Roses, November Rain on 1FM. It's the Breakfast Show chart beater. And it's 13 after 5, one more time from Gary King. I'm leaving at 6 o'clock. I'll be gone at 2 minutes past. Bruno Brooks with the really early Breakfast Show next week. So for the last time, we'll be ripping open the papers, see what we can find in there. And you're probably accustomed to me having a go and taking the mick out of quite a few people in the UK. So all of them this morning are from around the world, OK? But we'll start in France. Why not? Let's have a go at the French this morning. 45 French families with embarrassing surnames have been given permission to change them. These names that are slightly embarrassing include Fathead, Piglet, Blood Sausage, and Brothel. I like that one. The agony column of a Cairo newspaper, an Egyptian Cairo newspaper, has been asked by a woman if she should marry a genie. Go on, take a chance. What have we got to lose? Go on. Sorry, I'm just getting involved in the plot there. The Japanese apparently spend more on sex than any other nation. The land of the rising sun shells out an estimated 14 billion quid a year on videos, massage parlours and erotic books. That's as much as Ireland's gross national product, apparently. And what a gross national product it is over in the land of the rising sun. However, those not spending that 14 billion on the aforementioned naughties apparently have a different way to ease the stress. Worn-out Japanese office workers are turning to a dog to ease their executive stress. Old English sheepdog Heidi costs £1,300 to hire for 4 90-minute sessions. The pooch's owner says stroking the pet soothes away their working troubles. Yes. And finally, a hen-pecked hubby climbed up a tree after a row with one of his two wives and is still there 5 years later. The women feed Michael Balama, 45, by leaving meals on lower branches. He did briefly leave the Nigerian village tree, but scrambled back up again when a new row started. Quite a few of the calls this morning have been asking me what I'm going to be doing from next week. I think I'll go to Nigeria, actually join Michael up that tree. Time for another one of these, I reckon.
Gary King.
Let's give them something to talk about. Bonnie Raitt on 1FM. At 5:22 mark. Only one lane's open each way on the Leicestershire section of the M1 just south of Junction 19, the old M6 interchange. Follow the sign diversions and you should be all right.
First for music, last for boring old tribe.
Always reminds me what a man commonly says to a woman. No, it's actually vice versa. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is my own. So there. We are each other, Bootiful South on 1FM at 5:27. First thing on Friday.
I was bold,
oh, definitely a hover, hover, hover sort of song. A New Flame, Simply Red on 1FM. Coming up, we have The Lightning Seeds, another song from Michael Jackson, Shakespeare's sister, The World of Twist. And the very song that I started my career at Radio 1 with, we'll be playing that one last. Also have your very final chance to hear the croony wake-up jingle. And I think the last half hour, yes, the last half hour we'll be playing through the Square Radio. Radio 1 FM, it's now 5:30. In the newsroom, Rod McKenzie.
25,000 jobs at a go at British Telecom in the next 12 months on 1FM. It's good news for Gary at 5:32.
Thank you, Rod.
Hey, you know you gotta, you don't wanna, but you gotta, cause it's time to wake up. Take a look at that clock. Shake the sleep from your head. Get yourself out of bed, cause I am here to put your system in shock. Get up, you lovely people.
Gary King, Radio 1.
I love you.
K-I-N-G.
Oh, yes, a personal favourite from the private collection of Gary King. King and the Taste of Your Tears over at the Pop Desk. What is Paul King doing now? In case you don't know, he works for MTV and doing okay, thank you. Now, obviously, I don't want to leave with a few loose ends knocking about, so I'm going to try and answer a few of the things that you've been writing about over the last 6 months. Firstly, what is that bit of music you use that has the telephones all over it? This one here. It's by somebody called Stacey Latissore, who did Jump to the Beat. It's called Call Me. And, well, you wanted to know who this girl is.
Gary King is witty, charming, talented, and pays up to £5 for decent flattery. In case you're interested, that was £3.75's worth.
Gary King is the sexiest man alive. Are you joking? Gary King is the best disc jockey of all time. The world is flat, and I saw a jolly nice dodo the other day.
Gary King is a fabulous disc jockey. Or my name's not Charles Bronson. Gary King is a gross national product.
Her name is Julie. She works here at Radio 1. And what's the one I like the best? Well, the one we played earlier.
Gary King is a marvellous music presenter. There, I've said it. Now put the money on the side and clear off.
I love that one. 22 to 6 now. Here's another band we sort of pioneered on the early show, played a lot of their stuff. The Lightning Seeds, new song, The Life of Riley. How many times have you read adverts for get-rich-quick schemes that say something like, are you busy earning a living to make money or something like that, you know? I mean, if we all just lay around doing nothing, getting rich, I mean, who would actually do any work? The Life of Riley from the Lightning Seeds on 1FM.
Radio
17 to 6 now. Good morning. Here's the new song from Wet, Wet, Wet. This is More Than Love. Entering something of a purple patch, I'd say. Wet, Wet, Wet and More Than Love. Possibly another number one you're listening to there. 13 to 6 now.
Gary King presents 5 from 1.
We've been doing this feature where we play 5 hit singles all taken mercilessly from the same album. When you get to somebody like Michael Jackson, though, it's probably easier to play the odd one or two tracks that are left. Off the album Bad, he released the title track, The Way You Make Me Feel, Liberian Girl, Another Part of Me, Man in the Mirror, Just Can't Stop Loving You, Dirty Diana, Smooth, and Leave Me Alone, which was bolted on at the end. No less than 8 genuine hit singles, all from the same album. So when we came to do the album, well, we had to make choices as to ones we wouldn't play. We didn't play this one, for instance.
One.
13 to 6. Wacko Jacko, the speed demon. No, it's the smooth criminal. You know that story about him writing out the song lyrics all over his duvets? And I've checked the lyrics. There's only about 14 words on there. Probably wrote it on a serviette. Michael Jackson, the smooth criminal, just gone 9 minutes to 6 now. Only one lane is open each way on the Leicestershire section of the M1, just south of Junction 19. The M6 interchange will face lane closures on the Stockbury section.
Music Radio, Radio 1FM.
As I wander out the door, in about 7 or 8 minutes, this is still the UK's bestseller from Shakespeare's sister. Sadly, not possible. Shakespeare's sister, Stay With Me. And here it is, Come to the Crunch. I don't really know what to say. All I could say is that this time 2 years ago, it was raining. I wandered in, they sat me down, And now 2 years later, I'm going. Thanks very much for listening over the last 18 months in particular and keeping me company while I've been doing the early show. Bruno Brooks takes over next week for the really early breakfast show. Don't miss it.
Gary King is a trained disc jockey. Please do not attempt any of the stunts you've heard on this radio program, as this may lead to you getting his job.
BBC Radio 1 FM.
There is no more incredible man on this earth.
Who, Gary King? Colonel White?
Yes, sir, surely.
And this is the one that started it all in 1990.
Rosita. Stekase Rosita. Which roughly translated means, thank you, Christine Bohr. Thank you, Emma Lynn. Thank you, Christine Ray. Thank you, Roger Pusey, for making the last 2 years particularly enjoyable.
Not another mention for Roger Pusey.
Yeah, but this one's a nice one.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it counts, really.
Well, this is it, then.
It is, really, isn't it?
This is the parting of the ways.
Yeah, it's a sort of quiff suddenly combed in both directions to reveal a parting.
Rod is now going to perform a eulogy as I do the violin.
A meelogy.
Well, how sad we all are at this moment. Mm-hmm. I think we'd all like to say that it's been great having you at this time of the morning.
And yes.
We're going to miss you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And Di's going to add something, I think, now in her own inimitable way.
I shall miss your upsticky hair, Gary. I shall. A quarter past six every morning.
Shall I actually come down and show it you one more time?
You probably better, hadn't you?
Okay.
Gary, it's been nice talking to you.
And to you.
And have a nice rest.
And to you.
Got
Take care.
A lot of sleep to catch up on.
I have.
You know you gotta, you don't wanna, but you gotta, cause it's time to wake up. Take a look at the clock. Shake the sleep from your head. Get yourself out of bed, cause Simon is here to put your system in shock. Wake up!
So we wish Gary all the best. It's 1 minute past six, and this is 1FM for Friday, 6th of March, 1992, with a bit of Depeche Mode to start breakfast off.
Aircheckdownloads.com.